From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska legislature plans to meet in joint session shortly to consider Governor Bill Walker's nominees to boards, positions, and key administration positions. Attorney General Johnna Lindemuth, Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan, and Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack are the Walker cabinet members facing confirmation. They've been serving in their roles, as have others appointed by Walker, but are subject to legislative approval to remain in those jobs. Lindemuth faced criticism for pursuing settlement in the long-running land access dispute. Drew Phoenix, who is appointed to serve the state's Human Rights Commission, has also garnered attention. Some conservative groups have tried to paint Phoenix, who has advocated for LGBT rights, as too political for the post. Juneau Assembly voted 7-2 to rezone land around Hansinger Pond, also known as the Field of Fireweed near the airport, for industrial use. Public outcry over blooming fireweed and bird habitat had helped scuttle previous efforts to rezone the land. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
After hearing comments from nature lovers and off-roading advocates, Assemblywoman Debbie White noted that owner Spike Bicknell had been denied permission to rezone it on two previous occasions.
It's about time that this assembly have a backbone and allow a private property owner to develop their property and not give in to, I'm not even going to use the words.
Bicknell has also applied for a permit for a motocross park on the site. Opposition came from skeptical assembly members Lauren Jones and Jesse Keel, who said the current zoning would already allow a motocross park. Here's Jesse Keel.
I'm deeply confused at the idea of a motocross or a off-road bike track as the reason we need to rezone it, because the current zoning allows a permit for that on exactly the same terms as the new zone would. So that can't be it.
Deputy Mayor Jerry Nan Curvis said future plans for the property weren't the issue being discussed.
I don't know what Spike Bicknell is going to do with this property. I don't know what he's going to do. It's private property. There's a conditional use permit requirement. If he wants to do something with that, he's going to be back before the Planning Commission to discuss that and discuss the merits of that.
The 26 acres will now be zoned industrial, a move that the Planning Commission ruled in January is consistent with the city's long-term plan. An application for a motocross park remains incomplete. It would have to go before the Planning Commission before moving forward. Landowner Spike Bicknell was present at the meeting but didn't speak. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Reuben Yerkes, a former Juneau man now of Sitka, has pleaded not guilty to three murder counts. 28-year-old Allie Clayton was killed early in the morning of May 6th in her apartment. Yerkes, her City Hall co-worker and boyfriend of 2 months, turned himself into the Sitka Police Department later the same morning, admitting to the crime. Nevertheless, Yerkes wants to go to trial, set for January 3rd. He's facing one count of first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder. Sitka Public Defender Jude Pate represents Yerkes. Pate advised the court to set aside at least 2 full weeks to try the case. Fundraising efforts have succeeded in covering a $100,000 insurance deductible toward rebuilding the Twin Lakes Playground. Juneau Community Foundation said Monday that a mix of private and corporate donations have raised just over $110,000. Alaska Airlines, BP Alaska, and most recently $25,000 from the Cruise Lines International Association Alaska have helped fundraisers reach the target. That's latest from the KTOO Newsroom.